Joining us right now on the Vegas Today KXNT Live Line is the National Political Director of the Republican Jewish Coalition, a great organization. And I'm telling you, from the bottom of my heart, I think they do a great job. It's Sam Markstein joining us this morning. Sam, thanks so much for taking the time to join us.
Thanks, Alan. Good morning.
I want to talk about a few things, and then we're going to get to also, I know you have a big event coming up this weekend, but while there is a ceasefire going on right now between Israel and Hamas, and the living kidnapped hostages have been returned, and some of the bodies of the dead kidnapped hostages have been returned, what do you think the prospect is for a longer-lasting peace in the region? And I say that real quickly because while Israel's not too keen on a two-state solution, the Jew haters who chanted from the desert to the sea still see Israel as an impediment to a so-called Palestinian state where a Jewish state now exists.
So I think Secretary Rubio summed this up really well. He's over there as part of the team to help oversee the implementation of the peace plan and to reaffirm the unbreakable bond between the United States and Israel. He said basically that it was because of the president's work with our partners that led to the extraordinary breakthrough. We have more work ahead, but the administration feels very positive about the deal holding and that we're making good progress. I mean, you know this. It was true in his first term with the trailblazing Abraham Accords, and it's true again now in his second term. President Trump is the peacemaker president. The tireless efforts of his team, including the vice president, Secretary Rubio, Ambassador Witkoff, Jared Kushner, and others. I mean, President Trump did what Joe Biden could not do, which was to bring an end to this war, unite the Gulf allies alongside Israel, bring the remaining 20 living hostages home to the glorious embrace of their families. I'm sure you saw the amazing videos of this reunification. And but like you said, the work continues. I mean, there's 13 hostages, deceased hostages, including two Americans who are still being held ghoulishly by the terrorists. And the president, I think, tweeted this out over the weekend that he's watching this very, very closely over the next few days. And as the vice president said, if Hamas does not cooperate, Hamas will be obliterated. And so I think that the peace deal has a good prospect for being successful, for lasting, and the president and his team are obviously watching it very closely.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that I don't have faith in the president to bring peace, you know, in that region. He started off with all the economic issues and the tariffs and everything long before and set the groundwork for it, which was a smart move. He guy, you know, wrote the art of the deal. He understands how to do this stuff. So it's not that I don't have faith in him. I do. And I have faith that he can probably bring together a lot of the leaders of the Muslim countries with an economic concept as the primary reason for people wanting peace, you know, with their own people. But you do have the people there who are intransigent, and they hate the Jews. They hate a Jewish state. And to be honest with you, Sam, I just don't trust them. And that's where my concern lies.
Yeah, and I think your skepticism is well-founded. I mean, you're dealing with, we can't forget how this whole thing started. It was October 7th when you had monsters in human form cross the border into Israel to murder and rape and pillage and destroy everything in their path, including 1,200 innocent men, women, and children, and take over 250 hostages into the tunnels of Gaza for over 2 years. I mean, these are not people that want to live peacefully side by side with the Jewish state of Israel. They just don't. And so that is going to be a very complicated and complex next phase of the plan, of course. I mean, you know, we want to see Gaza and Hamas demilitarized, de-radicalized, and have partners for peace. But I think as you currently see, those prospects were dashed in a significant way on October 7, 2023. And, you know, Israel will never allow a situation where their security is compromised in that same capacity again. And so I think when you're looking at Gaza, that's a serious issue. But at the same time, you got to remember that the face of the Middle East has been changed forever. I mean, Iran's nuclear capabilities are obliterated. Bashar Assad is gone after 50 years in power in Syria. Hassan Nasrallah and Hezbollah is totally defanged in Lebanon. The Houthis have been degraded. And so the administration and the Israelis have really changed the paradigm in the Middle East. And we hope it's for the better. And it seems to be right now. And we hope that it continues.
We're talking with Sam Markstein, the Republican Jewish Coalition National Political Director. I want to also shift and talk about the campaign for mayor of New York. This Zohran Mamdani is, I don't care what anyone he says, but anyway, he's an anti-Semite. And he's being, his, the money behind him is coming from a lot of radical Islamic and anti-Semitic corners. If he's elected mayor, what does this say about the safety of the Jews in New York City?
Well, yeah, it's a very scary time for New York Jews in particular. There's 800,000 Jewish New Yorkers. It's the largest Jewish population in the world in one city. And to have a self-described democratic socialist, I would like to call him an anti-Semitic communist,
running that city,
he's going to run it into the ground. And so he is now the face of the future of the Democratic Party. You have the governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, endorsed him weeks ago. You have the Democratic leader in the House, Hakeem Jeffries, endorsed him over the weekend. It's just a matter of time until, you know, Chuck Schumer bends the knee and does the same and endorses him. I mean, my understanding is they're all supposed to appear at a rally together in Brooklyn this coming weekend. But it really is scary. I mean, this is someone who refuses to condemn, globalize the Intifada. He's saying that pro-Israel Democrats are not welcome in his coalition. He says that he wants to have Netanyahu arrested, you know, if he comes to New York. He was campaigning with an imam in New York that was an unindicted co-conspirator in the 1993 World Trade Center bombings. I mean, his wife was mourning the death of a Palestinian influencer who, you know, celebrated October 7th. So, and that's not even getting into what his deranged father was saying about how Hitler learned about anti-Semitism from Abraham Lincoln. So the family Zohran are totally deranged, totally, you know, scary for the Jewish community in New York. I mean, you had over 800 rabbis from the region put out a statement, an unprecedented statement, saying that this could really be a bad situation for Jewish New Yorkers, because people might not understand this outside of New York, but the mayor decides when the NYPD is called in to handle a situation. Do you really think Zohran Mamdani would have called in the NYPD to protect Jewish students on college campuses when those rioters and those agitators were doing what they were doing over the on the college campuses
Absolutely
the other year?
Not. Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. And
no.
So it is a terrifying prospect. And if you live in New York and you're going to be voting in this election, you got to vote like your future depends on it. And you got to vote against Zohran Mamdani, because he is scary and bad news. But the Democrats, for whatever reason, seem to think that he's the future of the party. So there's a reason why more and more American Jews are voting Republican year after year. Donald Trump received the highest percent of the national Jewish vote in over 40 years, including record-setting levels of support in places like New York. The trend will continue as long as the Democrats continue to bend the knee to these radicals in their party.
It's absolutely shameful that Schumer is going to endorse him. I mean, it's shameful. That's all I can say. And I would say he ought to be ashamed of himself, but the guy's got no shame whatsoever. Do me a favor and stay with me. I want to talk about the events coming up this weekend here in Las Vegas with the Republican Jewish Coalition. Can you stay with me?
Absolutely.
Excellent. Sam Markstein joining us, Republican Jewish Coalition National Political Director, and we're going to continue in just a moment right here on Vegas at 8. Annie, good morning. Great to have you with us on this Monday morning. Sam Markstein is the National Political Director for the Republican Jewish Coalition, a great organization. And as he said a few moments ago, there are more and more American Jews who are now choosing to vote Republican. And the reason is one reason and one reason only. It just makes sense. I mean, nothing more, you know, complicated than that. It just makes sense. Sam, thanks for being with us. I appreciate it.
No, great. Thanks for having me again. And to your point, I mean, George H.W. Bush got 11% of the national Jewish vote in 1992. Donald Trump got close to 40% in 2024.
Well, I mean, again, it's common sense. It's nothing more, you know, than that. Okay, listen, with Halloween coming up this week, I've got to ask you this question. Representative Eric Swalwell said the next Democrat presidential nominee must vow to demolish President Donald Trump's White House ballroom. It's a litmus test if you want to run for the Democrat nomination for president in 2028. Now, I know, again, Halloween's coming up this week, but you have to admit, that is one bizarre concept.
Well, they're a very bizarre party these days, and I think my favorite take on the ballroom was when Hillary Clinton couldn't help herself and had to make a comment critiquing the renovations as well. Because, of course, you know, a Clinton would never defile the White House. It was just such a, throwing stones in a glass house moment. But, I mean, let's be clear here. I mean, past presidents for generations have made renovations to the White House, east and west wings. I mean, going all the way back to 1801, Thomas Jefferson did renovations. I mean, James Monroe did it after the War of 1812. The West Wing was renovated by Teddy Roosevelt, the East Wing by FDR, the Truman Balcony. I mean, we can go on and on and on. And just because President Trump wants to make his renovation, now and a pretty significant one, those of us who live in D.C. know that when you host world leaders, what they've been doing for years is they have to put out this really ugly looking tent in the backyard.
Yeah.
And wouldn't it be nice for the most powerful country in the world to have a ballroom that projects
absolutely.
That power and strength and can host world leaders in an appropriate fashion?
Absolutely.
And that's what President Trump is doing. And it's part of a long line of past presidents doing and putting their mark on the White House as well.
Absolutely. And just as a reminder, when Clinton was in the White House, the ballroom was in the Oval Office. So you recall that. So,
Well, not to mention that Hillary and her staff actually reportedly stole some things from the White House before they left. So
that's documented.
Spare us the faux outrage, okay? Spare us the faux outrage.
All right, I've only got another minute or two left, but I want to know, this coming weekend in Las Vegas, the RJC, Republican Jewish Coalition, will be here with an annual meeting, and it's always an incredible meeting with, you have some of the biggest names in politics today. Give us a quick idea of what's going on this weekend at the Venetian.
Yeah, so it's the RJC's Leadership Summit. It's actually celebrating 40 years of the organization. We were founded in 1985, so celebrating 40 years. And we've got key Republican leaders from across the country, everyone from Speaker Mike Johnson, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. You've got Senator Cruz, Senator Graham, Senator McCormick, so many people, the chairman of the RNC, Joe Gruters. We also have guests joining us from our friends in Israel, Ambassador Huckabee. We've got Israel's ambassador to the U.S., Leiter, ambassador to the United Nations, Danny Danone, but people that you would love to, like Sid Rosenberg, Mark Levin, Scott Jennings, people like that. So we're going to have a really, really amazing, amazing weekend at the Venetian starting this Friday, October 31st.
If people would like to attend, can they?
Of course. Registration, you can sign up online. It's just rjcvegas.com.
That's simple. rjcvegas.com and sign up for this weekend. It's going to be one of the most amazing weekends you can actually imagine. And again, a great organization. Sam, you guys are doing a fabulous job, and I appreciate what you're doing. Please keep up the great work you're doing, and give our best to Matt Brooks and all the other good folks at the RJC.
Absolutely. I will pass along your best to Matt, and thanks for having me again this morning. Always a pleasure.
Sam Markstein joining us, the Republican Jewish Coalition National Political Director here on Vegas at 8.